Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, 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 this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on htsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HT Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. Welcome to the show. I am so thrilled when, there are certain places or rather, companies or people that make a mark for Bangalore's name a little bit on an international front. I'm very excited to say that a Bengaluru-based research foundation have, they've officially bagged the National Technology Business Incubator Award. Their first product in the market is a natural and organic plant growth stimulant. The other is a organic plant immunity booster that strengthens a plant's defense system response to a broad spectrum of viral infections. Before I even get to the jargon, I'm very, very thrilled to welcome, Taslima Rasayed from C-Camp on the show. Great to see you. Thank you so much for doing this.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, receiving the award came as a surprise. I mean, for this little thing, or was it you thought it was bound to happen at some point in time?
No, it's always a pleasant surprise when you get a national award. I think we were very, very delighted to get that for some of the efforts we are doing for the last 8 to 10 years.
Right. So let's get back to C-Camp for a second. For people who are not aware with some of the stuff that you guys do, you want to take me through that? What are some of the stuff that you guys do and whatnot? And, talk to us about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So we are an organization supported by Department of Biotechnology, Government of India, based in Bangalore, as you mentioned, North Bangalore to be specific, where our role or the mandate is to foster deep science innovations for societal impact. And the area that we work in is life sciences. So our impact areas become healthcare, agriculture, animal health, and environment, right, which is very related to society at large.
Yeah, I mean, and very, let's just say, commonly brought up topics nowadays, with everything that has been happening. What I think is, when it comes to the recognition that you guys received, I mean, it's an awesome way to kind of celebrate the fact that science and say, for example, the work that you do has come a really, really long way. Talk to me about some of the kind of breakthroughs that C-Camp has kind of had and, how you've kind of seen them through those breakthroughs and what it's been like, because it's been a beautiful journey, I'm sure.
Absolutely. No, thank you for that particular aspect, I would say. It has been long. It has been something that one would relate to in terms of, building science-based innovations. And you mentioned a couple of them, which are in the field of agriculture, okay,
yeah,
as you started. We also have something very fantastic work in happening in terms of globally approved, regulatory approved innovations, which can prevent ICU-related deaths. And I will not go into details of it, but the devices which can prevent secondary infections in hospitals, which are very, very fatal. So we have now USFDA-approved, CE-approved medical devices which can prevent such fatal infections. And we have many more. Idea is that just to, you know, in one line, to build those deep science innovations, which are healthcare, agriculture, environment, which can make a change at the societal level and make sure that the common person or common man or woman is served, but with science and innovations.
Fantastic. And, you know, if you don't mind me asking, how long has kind of C-Camp been around, if I may ask? I mean, how many years has it been now?
It has been 12 years. It has been
wow.
It has been
time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It is absolutely fly. Time flies here. I think we have so many exciting work. And okay, if I must say, some of them are absolutely at the global level in terms of the quality of science that we have been able to build out. And we are very happy to get this recognition from the Government of India Department of Science and Technology as a national award for that effort.
Can I ask you, from a life sciences perspective that you just touched upon, when it comes to R&D in India, where do we stand right now? And what do you see as kind of the major hurdles into becoming, I don't want to use the word superpower, but for lack of a better word, I will, the next superpower in innovation and R&D on those aspects?
No, absolutely. If I may add the word, it's, one of the leading nations to build that, something that we would like to do, one of the leading nations build that. I think we are not in the top league, we agree. But I think the good news is that we are on the way to get near to that league.
Okay.
And when I say that, it actually is happening slowly and steadily, where our ability to take scientific knowledge that gets generated in university and institutes, how we take that knowledge and convert into innovations. This is a pace which is absolutely happening in life sciences for the last 10 to 12 years now.
Okay.
And I think we are on the way, but we are a little bit far away. And if just to answer your second point, what is lacking? We are doing very good at early stage innovations in life sciences. What is lacking is late stage support, and what people use the word venture capitalist support for risk science innovations. So risky innovations that come from science, we do not have as much that we would like to build on. So that's where, but I think I'm optimistic. I'm very excited the way the trajectory is in right direction, but trajectory will need boost to make sure that we actually get there as well.
Right. Fun. What I really think is pretty cool is the fact that India's come a long way, but I also think that a lot of it lies in the kind of the palms of our teachers, you know what I mean? And you've actually been a teacher yourself. I think you've taught at Chennai, you've taught at IIT Madras, you've taught at the Amrita Institute School of Biotechnology. And I feel like, being a teacher as well, I think you can see things that other people can't, if I'm not mistaken. So I think teachers play a fairly important role in that. Wouldn't you agree?
Without a doubt, absolutely. I think the approach to look at knowledge and use that for problem solving is a very important mindset. And I think that comes very strongly during your education. And I think teaching can actually instill such mindset to allow us to build innovations, because innovation is to solve a problem based on the knowledge that is with you or around you. And that is a very clear, important aspect. And teaching certainly is crucial for that.
Right. From a perspective of, let's just say, the future of, these sciences in India, I'm sure, after doing 12 years of C-Camp, you can see a lot of the trends coming around the corner. So what would you like to kind of make almost as a prediction that you might see coming in the next 5 years, in your opinion?
No, absolutely. I think, Kate, if I keep it brief again,
sure.
But definitely thing is happening in India as one would call it, the new technologies in digital health, which would allow, hopefully in 5 to 7 years, providing the primary health care using the tools, the new tools, without necessarily high-end infrastructure and highly skilled human resource, which is the challenge in our rural and semi-urban areas. That
right.
is one.
Right.
Second thing I can foresee is that building very strong, affordable healthcare diagnostic setup that India may end up leading in a decade or two, because that's the demand on the ground.
Mm.
And third, not last, but very important one, is hopefully with the digital health tech that India is leading, a very robust public healthcare system, which is very, very crucial in societal development, because if you have the public health taken care of, you can grow the nation at different pace altogether.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that will be one aspect.
Wonderful. This has been a cool bit of conversation, and I have so many questions, but you know, because we're at a lack of time, I want to say thank you for taking out the time. And this has been so insightful for me on so many levels to understand, your world a little bit. On a parting note, anything you'd like to say to our listeners at large before I say bye-bye to you? Absolutely anything at all.
No, thank you. I think there is a lot happening in many pockets. A lot has been supported by different government agencies which are supporting this efforts. A lot of good science innovations are happening. We would love to see more engagement with the society to ensure that these innovations and efforts which are going on actually get deployed on the ground, be it in healthcare, agri, and environment. And at CCAM, we would love to engage with interested friends who are listening today to see how we can work together. So thank you for this opportunity for having me here. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @offairwithkay. That is off air with K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.